This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is a friend of the show, Jay Kaplan, the director of the Roaring Brook Nature Center. Jay, it's been a little bit. Things have changed. COVID's gone away. It's come back. Now the animals have issues. We'll get into all of that. But just in general, how has Roaring Brook Nature Center been in the past year and a half?
Well, Joey, it's been a wild ride, and thanks for having me today. Obviously, when COVID first came in, a lot of facilities like ours had to shut down for a long period of time. Schools were unable to invite people into the classrooms for programs, unable to take field trips. That's loosened up. We started doing that again last spring, and now things are starting to get back a little bit to normal, although obviously COVID is still with us and probably will remain so for quite some time. We have to deal with COVID. Animals have been dealing with a variety of things. Some of your listeners may have read in the media about the new rabbit hemorrhagic disease that has finally entered Connecticut, and that's a concern. You can actually, if you have pet rabbits, there is actually a vaccine available, but unfortunately very few of the veterinary practices in Connecticut are actually able to administer that vaccine. So that's something that if you have pet rabbits at home, you might look into. Birds have also been affected by something called avian influenza. I should mention right off the bat that these are not things that are transferable to people, but certain species of birds, poultry and waterfowl and raptors, seem to be most susceptible to this avian influenza. And we have unfortunately not been able to take some of these birds into rehabilitation.
Because that's, you know, one of the core staples of the Nature Center is the education aspect. So it's got to be, you know, heartbreaking to not be able to take these animals in and rehab them. But you have to kind of look at the long view of the education aspect of the Nature Center.
Right. Well, it's been very difficult. Obviously, people are concerned when we tell them we cannot take their animals. But we can't afford to bring these viruses into our facility and sicken the animals that are here that we use for programs and exhibits. And that's a concern. Now we're still taking plenty of animals. We've taken almost 300 animals this year, and we'll continue to take songbirds. And we just, a few minutes before you called, a squirrel came in that was hit by a car here in Canton. So we're still taking in the birds, and it's something we feel is important that we continue to do, and it also provides an educational opportunity for people when they come in. Our wildlife clinic now, you can actually watch our rehabilitators working with animals, and that's an added educational benefit that we can now provide.
And as being that, you know, nonprofit educational rehabilitation center, I know one thing we spoke about is you're always in need of supplies or volunteers. How has that been looking over the past year and a half?
Well, it's always a struggle to acquire what is needed to care for a lot of these animals, and we've been very fortunate. We have a lot of volunteers who come in and help us out. We have people who donate food, for example. There's a cost to maintaining the animals here that we keep, whether it's the turtles or the birds of prey, and we are always most appreciative of individuals who offer to help out with that aspect of our operation.
You know, and there's, you guys, it's the Nature Center. You have the education programs. We also got some events coming up. You know, people can get out there and visit the Nature Center and do some of these. And the one right at the top of the list, it's not the one in the time calendar top of the list, but the top of the list on the website, roaringbrook.org, the Hobgoblin Fair. I'm intrigued.
Oh, that's a great. Well, first of all, let's just say that October is a great time to get outside, and at the end of the month is sort of the beginning of the holiday season. Halloween comes up, and for many years, probably for 35 years or so, we've been running the Hobgoblin Fair on the Saturday before Halloween. It's not a scary event. We have people who, we have what we call a track or treat walk, where children can go on the trails, and they are they meet animals, quote-unquote animals, who will tell them a little bit about how they're getting ready for the winter season and provide them with a little treat. And It's a really fun event. People can register by going on our website at roaringbrook.org, and it's usually a lot of fun, and everybody has a great time.
So I like that. It's a little, you know, fun and educational. I kind of get everyone involved.
Sure, sure.
And then, you know, there's the time of the year is rolling around. The craft fairs are coming. You guys have a holiday craft fair that's coming up right around Thanksgiving. So, you know, to kick off that holiday shopping spirit, if you will.
Right. That holiday craft fair is run by our auxiliary, the Roaring Brook Nature Center Auxiliary, Friends of the Nature Center. We have vendors come in, and most of what is here is natural materials. And that's another great event. It's Saturday before Thanksgiving that one will be held.
And that's something.
And again, there's information about that on our website as well.
You know, that's something in the past, like 2 years with COVID, a lot of people have found that inner creativity. If they either went out and bought a Cricut, they started taking needlepoint. There's a lot of people that kind of got involved in those things. And it's kind of, I enjoy seeing people kind of get used to using their hands, getting back to the old ways of making things and preserving and using what nature has provided for us for thousands of eons.
Oh, there's lots of that going around now, Joey. There's a greater interest in maple sugaring, making things from natural materials. It's different kinds of gardening, particularly things like wildflowers for pollinator pathways for monarch butterflies are migrating now. There's a great interest in that and in planting natives instead of invasive species, which previously we just didn't know enough to realize that we were damaging the environment by planting things like multiflora rose and bittersweet.
Yeah, bitter. Oh my gosh, I have an ongoing battle with bittersweet in my house. Me and my neighbor, it's along our fence, and we just have an ongoing battle with bittersweet right now.
Oh, it's a battle, and you just have to keep working on it.
You got to be tenacious. One of the things that is coming up on the calendar, I'm intrigued. I'm going to try to convince the family to do this. Monday, October 10th, you have the awesome autumn moon hike thing. Give me a little bit more on that. I'm intrigued.
Okay, well, okay. We do a full moon hike every month in conjunction with the full moon. The full moon hike is actually on Sunday, October the 9th at 7:30. That's the Hunter's Moon. All the full moons have names, by the way, if you were not aware of that. And then on October 10th, we have Awesome Autumn, which is just a day when we'll be having guided walks and scavenger hunts, just to get people outside. October is a terrific month to be outdoors. We're hopeful that maybe the rain that we are supposed to get tomorrow will hasten and intensify the fall foliage season. We're a little concerned about drought conditions, but let's see what happens. But it's a great time to be outside. Birds are migrating. There are mushrooms that people can see. We did a mushroom program last weekend, which was well attended. And there's just a lot to see at this time of the year. And we'll be going out with groups during the course of the day to see what's going on.
And it is. It's, you know, everyone thinks of spring, rejuvenation, everything's coming alive. But fall and going into winter, everything's like panicking. All the squirrels are out. The animals are out. They're getting ready to hibernate for winter. There's a lot of life and motion going on this time of the year. Not as many bugs. Like, there's not as many bugs that are biting.
No, there are. Well, that is in part due to the drought that we've had all summer. But there are some insects around. People are still bringing in unusual insects to have us identify. And when we go out on these walks, we'll still probably be able to find some insects. We may still see some monarch butterflies moving south. They're moving south through the month of October, or at least through the first half of October on their way to Mexico. There are a lot of different things to be seen.
And there's so much to do. And one of the ones, you know, we're going to have to, we'll have to keep in touch, because I'm seeing another thing coming up that we're heading into that winter season. And the whole bird feeder, bear, like, who are you feeding when you hang things up in the backyard? Like, what are good ways to do that? So it's a little tease. We're going to get you back on. We're going to talk.
That's a good topic for another day.
That's
what we're talking about.
Yes.
Talking about bird feeders.
And just bears, wildlife in general. I mean, we're getting too close to that time of the year. I know I live in Bristol. We've had so many bear sightings lately. And yes, they are cute and they do look cuddly. But to stay away this time of the year, mama bear is kind of a mama bear, and don't get near the baby bears.
Yeah, well, that's always the case. But The Bears are still out. They're not going to sleep anytime soon, and we're not recommending that people put up their bird feeders quite yet.
No, I mean, there's so many other things we got to get into in the future. Again, Jay Kaplan, director of the Roaring Brook Nature Center, roaringbrook.org. It's out in Canton, if you didn't know. Just get out there, head that way. It's a beautiful area. The foliage will be coming. Take a hike on the trails. There's so many other events coming up. Like you said, you got the Hobgoblin Fair, you got the Holiday Craft Fair. There's homeschool programs we didn't even get into. You know, nature kind of stems, no pun intended, along all sciences. There's just so many things you can get out there and do. And Jay, thank you for joining me again. Jay Kaplan, director of the Roaring Brook Nature Center over in Canton. Get out there and enjoy things like this right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.